There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Tonight. Well, there's still more reaction to what happened with that deal with Iran, and of course, there are many other steps that have to happen in between. A lot of you have reacted when we go to the mailbag. We'll get to that. This is day two, really, of the Iran situation. You also reacted to the Kentucky floods. That's coming up next. Remember, 24/7, I'm going to say it at the top. You, my friends, 24/7, can hit us up. Hit us up on the mailbag, whatever's on your mind, something you heard on the show. I know a lot of you get our show through the miracle of GCNlive.com, meaning that you go on demand, and that's fabulous because your schedules change or whatever it is, and a lot of you have asked me about that. So it's just a reminder, that's another way that you can listen to America Tonight if something changes in your life where you just want to listen that way. Okay, so let's talk about the Iran deal. You have 60 days, Congress, right? So Congress has 60 days to decide what, you know, are they rubber stamping this, which no, that's not going to happen. And where do they stand on it? Ultimately, it gets probably the big fat veto. And I think the president will ignore all of it because this is going through the UN channels. Then what becomes intriguing is who the next president is, and would they really think of revoking that? And Republican or not, if it is a Republican, I don't know. I don't know that they would do that, but also by then it depends on how far along we are supposedly on these inspections. But it's taken almost 2 years, and now we're going to see that those sanctions are lifted, and I want to see what happens once the sanctions are lifted. There's no doubt it's historic, of course, this nuclear accord. But, I mean, it's been an incredibly arduous process, and this is one that Obama didn't want to lose because his legacy is certainly tied to this. A lot of political capital, if you will, has been invested in the Iran talks, and there was just too much on the line to walk away. Let's put it that way. So with too much on the line to walk away, was there too many compromises in the deal as this is pulled apart? Because there's obviously high-stake implications here. Over time, we won't know. We don't know what happens. We can only think of what could possibly happen with this. And to me, I think the biggest problem I have with it is that we put a lot of political capital, a lot of bucks really behind this. And to what end? Are we going to get the payoff? And the answer is, I can't believe that we're going to get the payoff, and I would be happy to eat crow if we do. So we'll see. I mean, this is it. This is the final frontier as far as foreign policy, and more specifically, nuclear proliferation. So now the president is going to be selling, I think, is to be out on the road a little bit, selling the virtues of why this is such a good deal to the public and, of course, to lawmakers, because he wants more of the Democrats not to bail on them, but to back up the idea that, wow, we have this deal in hand now, and this is going to work, and isn't this fabulous? Isn't this fabulous? We, you know, we've negotiated this, and this is what we should be doing. I wonder what they're saying in Iran, because there's no doubt that Rouhani, who's been president for a couple of years, his platform to the people in Iran was they're being crippled financially because of the sanctions, is that he was going to restore the economy in Iran. And this, now with the sanctions lifted, that will certainly go a long way to that end. So there's no question that he's a big winner in this. But what happens on our side of the docket, and of course it's not just the U.S., there are six other world powers that were involved in this deal. And how much of a role are they going to play in it? The U.N. would be heavily involved because they're the ones that have the inspectors and are ultimately going to do these inspections. You know, that's for sure. No question. All right, I'm going to give you a kind of a in a way, a feel-good moment at the top. I feel compelled that, ugh, we are just getting bombarded by so many negative things. Even our great, great fan friend, Izzy, said that she was tired of everything and she was going to go to Malta. She called the show the other night, and boy, we would sure miss her, and I can't imagine her family, I'm sure, is trying to convince her to stay. All right, so here is the here's the good news. In tragedy, sometimes something happens that can be wonderful. There was a teenager who survived a plane crash in Washington that sadly killed her grandparents, but she survived and she returned home from the hospital. And I can only imagine how traumatic that would be. In fact, I can't really imagine. I was so close to my grandfather, especially if I was in the plane with him and it went down and I couldn't do anything, that helplessness that you would feel. But again, the great mystery, or the great, I think the great thing here is that she was spared, you know, that she was able to walk away from that, and that she, you know, that she was, it's a miracle. She made a call to 911, and she was able to be rescued, and it's, you know, she didn't even know where she was. She was trying to tell him we crashed, and I was the only one that made it out, and they found her. They located her, and they think they found the wreckage, too. And that's, again, the great news, that she survived. Sad for her grandparents, but awesome that she was able to radio to try to get a location for them, that they could find her and rescue her. So they're, you know, I saw the 911 call, or heard the 911 call. She said she had a lot of burns on her hands, and she was covered in bruises and scratches and all kinds of stuff, and because they were asking her if she was hurt, and then again they were able to locate her. So that's a crazy, harrowing thing to have to go through, but wonderful that there was a survivor. And she was the teenager with her grandparents in a small plane. Coming up in this hour of America tonight, we haven't done the numbers thing in a while, and I have some great numbers that there was a Time magazine issue that I read cover to cover, and I haven't read Time in seems like 100 years, but they did this cool issue called the Answers issue to all kinds of crazy questions. And of course, we talk about that, the what ifs on America Tonight. So you'll get some of that in the We Can Count segment, plus the mailbag. As I mentioned, a lot of you had things to unload as far as Iran and this deal, and also, besides that, wanted to talk about Kentucky and the floods, and how sad that is for the people, and seeing again water and more debris and mud, and how are they searching for the victims, and how rough it is when you're in this situation, and what can you do? It goes to that whole emergency preparedness thing, but when all of a sudden you're smashed by a flash flood, and you know, how many times have you been driving somewhere, you'll hear, my iPhone goes off now and says, you know, this really shrill thing saying possibility of flash floods. And that came about because of how much rain there was in Texas. But, you know, these people, you can't get out of the way. All of a sudden, boom, it's on top of you. And you can try. And a lot of people survived and were able to do that. But now it's about rescuers still going in and trying to make sure that there aren't any survivors, or if they find people so they know what happened. All right, stick with us. Coming up on the flip side, we've got the mailbag here on ATN.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, Coast to Coast listeners. I'm Kay Zwirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of George Norrie because his topics and guests are fascinating and really get you thinking. George is just as bothered as I am by all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond OsteoFX, which together are called the Healthy Start Pack. I recommend you go online to criticalhealthnews.com to purchase these products. That's criticalhealthnews.com or call 855-949-RADIO.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. Life I love is making music with my
on the road again.
On the road again.
I'm a terrible singer, but I love that Willie Nelson song, On the Road Again. Go to kateontheroad.com. We'll go to the mailbag in a minute, by the way. But go to kateontheroad.com and recommend the show to people you know. You know, tell people about America Tonight. Tell people to have us come to your area. If you want to meet us, if you want to be a part of the show in a much bigger way, you could do that for us. And here's the thing. We are giving away a netbook, a fabulous netbook that has a camera on both sides of it. It's detachable. It's pretty awesome. And the value is almost $300. Brand new, spanking brand new. Somebody's going to win it because we're going to have a drawing for it. So if you go to kateontheroad.com, kateontheroad.com, and click on it and sign up, then you'll see, I think you'll be entered in the drawing. I think it's just your email and that's it, and your name and whatever. And then we'll have that official drawing on the air. And you could be the winner. And we could be on the road, and we may be coming to your neighborhood or somewhere close where you can come out and see us. And listening to me, that could mean in other parts of the world, because, of course, we've been to Ireland and Grenada and Ecuador and many other places, Hawaii, and who knows. Endless possibilities. On that note, endless possibilities, endless reaction to the Iranian deal and a few other things as well as we head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Kicking us off in the mailbag, Frank in Florida says, I echo the sentiments of so many other Floridians. Get your tail down here, Delaney, because we can't wait to meet you. Ah, it goes with On the Road Again. I am sort of in between on this Iranian deal. Wouldn't it be great if they honored their side of it? They didn't come up with the nuke, and they were being honest, they being the government of Iran, and they were just using it for the people. doing the power thing kind of like the French. Do we naturally assume that they're nefarious? I don't know. I've listened to all sides of this, and I feel like you, that I don't know that you can trust Iran because of the things that we have seen throughout our entire relationship with Iran, but does it mean you don't try? As to the congressman who you mentioned, Ron Paul, who said we need to stay out of it and it's their business if they want to develop a nuke. I do think we have to be concerned about it because we can't be asleep at the wheel. You never know who could come in power and what could happen or who could get their hands on it, I suppose, is the thing. So I'll just tell you that I am a card-carrying Republican, but I'm going to give the president the benefit of the doubt. Let's see where this all ends up. Ooh, shocker. Shocker that you say you're a card-carrying Republican and you're on board, because most Republicans are not on board with this whatsoever for a myriad of reasons. And I think the main thing is, and this is the thing that the president will be selling on the Hill and trying to get more people in his corner just because it feels nice and it's his legacy. He doesn't necessarily have to, but if it's a win, then he's going to try to get more people to buy into it. And I think the key thing is the inspections. And the thing that's so cockamamie about the inspections, although people involved in the nuclear industry would tell you the opposite, I suppose, that the inspections can't happen randomly. So you can't just show up and say, ta-da, we're here, we're ready for the inspection, let's roll. No, you have to give them fair warning. They have to know that you're coming, and meaning the inspectors are coming, and then they have, you know, basically 24, 25 days, if you look at it that way, to get ready for the inspector. So could you get rid of the materials or what you're putting together in a plant that you're enriching uranium for that purpose? And the answer is, I think some people would tell you no, but the answer is where there's a will, there's a way. So would that happen? Because if you're Iran, would you say, well, look, at all these other people have nukes. We hate Israel. We're in the middle of the Middle East. I mean, we're here in the Middle East with ISIS and other things popping around us. So, yeah, if we want to develop a nuke, we'll do it. We'll do it in secret. You just got to look at it that way, I think. Would it be to their gain to develop it in secret? And what if they did and they were caught? Well, then the deal would be null and void, right? And then what? We would go back on the sanctions. Could we do the sanction thing again? That's the deal. It took a long time to get those sanctions through, and that's the part that's disconcerting to me. Because if you had to go back and say, okay, bad, our bad, we're going back on the sanctions, it'd be a lot tougher to implement that. A lot tougher to implement that. All right, this one is from Benny, who says, Kate, so sad to see that debris. I woke up today and was watching the local news, and of course they had something about the people in Kentucky who were dealing with mud and sticks and horrible situations. You couldn't even identify really anything from houses to trailers to what you could possibly imagine in between. It's very hard in that area that they're talking about because of it's the Appalachian terrain, if you know it, and I've been there, kind of near there. And any kind of heavy rain would naturally, especially, draw humidity, and there's lots of mud. So if you're knee-deep in mud, it'd be pretty tough as you try to comb through and find people to rescue. Yeah, to your point, the Kentucky governor declared a state of emergency so that they could have access to whatever the state resources are, because that search area that was really hit hard, a place called Flat Gap, is pretty wide. It's got 500 homes, about 1,200 people. It's to give you an idea of where it is, because I looked it up on a map. I couldn't place it in my head. 120 miles east of Lexington, Kentucky is where we're talking about. So, yeah, cars are flipped. Trees are uprooted. 15 people were treated and released from a local hospital. There were some people that were killed, people that drowned. There was one of the casualties was a guy named Herman Eddie May, 65 years old, and he was driving alone. He was in an SUV, and then the flood just hit him from a creek, and it started to kind of sweep him away, and he drowned after he got out and was swallowed up by the water. That's what happens. What do you do now? All of a sudden, you're in the panic mode, and what can he do? I mean, can he stay in the car? And no, he's trying to get out of the car, and unfortunately, that's what's happened to a lot of people. Where, and then there's power lines that are down and all kinds of, you know, gosh, crazy things. All right, we move from that. We move from that story and that email to another mailbagger. And this one is Jake in Austin. And Jake says, Kate, my two cents, I don't like the Iran deal. I am trying to do the benefit of the doubt thing and to look at it and to not just be jumping on the bandwagon because it's so easy to get your pitchfork out. But I don't see how they can validate the situation in Iran in their desire to develop a nuclear weapon. How do you curb their nuclear program, develop a bomb? I think they could do that right under our noses. And then we've evaporated the one hold we had on them. And that ultimately is the fact that they would have to be beholden to the sanctions, or they were suffering because of the sanctions, the economic sanctions. And now that's all gone. And to me, that is the biggest problem with this whole thing. The fact that, we've lifted our foot off the pedal, as you say, and now Iran is free to flourish. Okay. But on the other side of it, can we stop them really from developing a bomb? Can we stop them from thinking of us as a target, let's say, because it's not just Israel that would be a target, and it also depends on who is in power. Who is in power? Yeah, it does depend on that. And, you know, Hillary Clinton, who is really killing everyone in the polls, even when you put up a Scott Walker or you put up a Jeb Bush or you put up a Donald Trump, which is crazy because I can't imagine that the Trump thing lasts through this whole process. But anyway, Hillary Clinton gave her support for the agreement to limit Iran's nuclear program. She says it can help us prevent Iran from getting a nuclear weapon. And she said we can never permit Iran to evade its obligations or to place any suspicious site off limits to inspectors. The response to any cheating has to be immediate and decisive, starting with the return of sanctions, so she's addressing that, but taking no options off the table, including our military options. Now, that was interesting that she threw the thing in about the military options. And because of her ties to Israel, she did bring up something about Israel. She said she's dedicated to Israel and to that nation's ability to defend itself. And she said she, as president, she would invite the senior Israeli leadership to Washington for any talks on strengthening the alliance. And, you know, she talked about how tricky those kinds of negotiations can be. So there you go to that end. All right. So thanks so much for all of you who emailed us. Remember, you can send your thoughts to the mailbag 24/7, americatonight.net. Stay with us. We're talking numbers next on ATN.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. And use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Of We Can Count. It's a special edition because I happened to, and I said this already at the top, I happened to get a hold of this Time magazine, I guess because I had time to kill in D.C., meaning time waiting at the airport for a while. And the issue was about numbers, actually. It was about the answers issue, as I said, and I found it really fascinating. So one of the things they talked about is, what's the world's deadliest creatures? And I said to myself, I started to think about predatory animals, and I'm like, sharks. Yeah, sharks. What about snakes? Well, I was kind of on the right path with snakes, but do you know what the world's deadliest creature is? Here's your number. Mosquitoes. They say there are 755,000 mosquitoes. 755,000 mosquitoes, meaning the kinds of mosquitoes that can get to you. What happens is they're trying to stop the spread of deadly disease. In Florida, they're trying to do it by eliminating, genetically modifying male mosquitoes so that they can keep their partners from producing offspring, because a female mosquito produces 24,000 mosquitoes. I thought that I was reading something wrong. And the 24,000 mosquitoes, I didn't read in time. Somebody had sent me something about that. And that's why when you're trying to kill off mosquitoes, every time you kill a mosquito, a female mosquito, that's what you're doing. Isn't that crazy? So number two on the list was snails, because of what they can do and the parasitic disease that they carry. So snails, 200,000 snails. different varieties and all that kind of stuff. Snakes made the list third, so I felt proud of myself that I did know that about snakes. And I think of rattlesnakes. Frightening when I think of rattlesnakes. There are all kinds of snakes that are harmless, but there are snakes that are not so harmless. So you'd be interested to know that sharks didn't even make the top 10 list. Didn't make the top 10 list. Elephants made the top 10 list. Crocodiles made the list. Jellyfish, 30 different kinds of jellies. Ooh. Deer made the list because of what they carry. But the world's deadliest creatures? No, my friends, not the shark. One other interesting thing, if you're a fan of the hippo when you go to the zoo, did you know that nearly 90% of hippopotamus attacks on humans are deadly? So if you get into a run-in, a disagreement perhaps with a hippo, don't expect to survive it. Don't expect to survive it. Isn't that crazy? All right, here's something else. These are just kind of random, and I thought they were so fascinating, so I was going to ditch the other kind of numbers that we normally do for this. And here's one that I thought was funny. Why is a Cheerio a circle? Do you know why a Cheerio is a circle? It's because when they manufactured thousands of Cheerios in the beginning, the O was originally the cereal's name. The O matches the cereal's name, Cheerios. Do you remember that? Cheerios was the name when it debuted. When did it debut? Here's another number for you. 1941. I never would have guessed that. I mean, I knew it had been around for a long time, but I never would have guessed that it was 1941. All right, so these are random things that I picked out of the magazine that I thought were, you know, so funny that, I don't know, something you don't necessarily think about. How do fetuses breathe? They don't. Pregnant women consume, they say, up to 20% more oxygen. So 20% is your number, which is delivered to the fetuses, of course, through the placenta and the umbilical cord. But I didn't realize it was, to me, the significance there is I knew that. But the significance is the 20%. I had no idea about the 20%. How about that? And here's another interesting thing about numbers, because we get bombarded, of course, by eHarmony and, I don't know, Match.com and all the other Christian dating, I think, all the different sites for dating. I mean, we are in the land of online dating these days, and it has been that way for more than a decade. But there was a thing that they did on where are the single ladies. So before I looked at it, I tried to guess, and I was way off. The most single ladies are Los Angeles. They say single women flock to the center of L.A. Orange County has more couples. That makes sense about more couples there, but I would have never picked L.A. as the most single women per capita. And they say, yep, thousands and thousands. In Austin, Austin also made the list. They were pretty high. They were in the top five. They say the lure of urban areas over suburbs is very evident there. Per capita, it's like five women, single women for every man. Are you listening, guys who are single? Then another place that I thought was interesting is Salt Lake City. They say the sizable Mormon population contributes to one of the nation's lowest single rates, right? The sizable population contributes to that. But in certain pockets, the number is high. In certain pockets, the number is high because of the number of children. So I guess if you think of it that way, that makes sense. But I think the ratio is the key thing. The population of 21 and over that's single and where they are. And they did sort of a little cocktail thing as to where most of them were. And usually they're in urban areas. That kind of makes sense. There were pockets in Florida, there were pockets in the Northeast, and there were pockets, a little bit of pockets in the West, not as much actually in the West. All right, here is another thing I came across in the mag where they're talking about numbers. Time has to love this, right? Because I never ever look at, I haven't looked at Time Magazine in forever. I think when I was a kid, we used to get it, and we used to get Sports Illustrated. But here I was on a plane, and I probably shouldn't have read this. The guy next to me said, what are you reading? And the title of the little piece they did was, where's the safest place to sit on a plane? Where is the safest place? And they say the aisles are the most fatal. And particularly in the middle, 32% of the fatalities happen there. 32%. And right after first class, a few seats down, aisle seats again, 39% fatal. Boy, and people really want to sit in the aisles. I thought, But then you think, all right, how many plane crashes have there been? And the answer is the number of commercial aircraft in the U.S. that have gone down since 1985. You want to guess what that number is? Think about it. This is 1985, right? How many planes have gone down? 368. I was kind of stunned by that number. I thought it was much lower. Now, to that end, 96%, they say, is the survival rate in the accidents. So that's a little better, right? 96%. The odds, the lifetime odds of dying from an air transportation accident, 1 in 8,015. 1 in 8,015. How about that? But the study definitely showed that survival rates in aisle seats in most of the middle of the cabin are 57% worse than the safest seats. Most crashes happen during takeoff and landing, which we see, you know, San Francisco, other things that have happened recently where it's landing or it's taking off, which that is, think of the, you know, Captain Sully, the Hudson River, the most famous. How many years ago was that now? I want to say that was like, what, 8 years ago? And how amazing that was that he landed that plane. But that was takeoff. And that was coming out of New York. So that's true. It's the takeoff and the landings, which can you imagine that you're getting ready after maybe a long flight to land, and then that horrific thing happens. I was surprised by the number, though. All right, other numbers. How do we police? There was an article about how we police. 45% is the percentage of U.S. federal prisoners reporting a mental health issue, because, you know, now we've seen things that have come out about, oh, well, that person had a mental health issue that they went after or whatever. How about this? $55,400 average bail amount in U.S. felony cases. Wow. Then $59,560, that's the average annual salary of U.S. police and sheriff's patrol officers, average, that is, in 2014. Then we have 6 million, that's the number of views within 7 hours of video showing L.A. cops shooting a homeless man in March, back this past March. 6 million. Then there's 31, which is the number of U.S. states that allow the death penalty. We know we talk about that here on America Tonight. 77 hours, the average time between deaths of on-duty U.S. law enforcement officers. That's sad. 77 hours, that's it. 1 in 3, that's a proportion of police departments that are using body cameras. 1 in 3, I think there should be more. That would end some of the problems, or might end some of the problems where we see, oh, if we could only see that view, then we would know. We would get the idea of what was happening. If only we had a different point of view, if we had a camera, that would have helped us. So hopefully that we see that change. How about this? Quickly, I'll do this. Since 1916, competitive eaters have gorged themselves for Nathan's annual hot dog contest. We just saw that. You know, when you're almost near 70 hot dogs in how many seconds? It's crazy. And I looked at a couple of the things that have been eaten and the amounts that they've been eaten, time elapsed and that kind of thing. How about this? 3 pound burritos in 3 minutes and 25 seconds. How about this? That's 2 3-pound. How about 54 pieces of bacon in 5 minutes? Ugh. How much fat is that? That's like 3 days worth of fat. How about 4 pounds of pickles in 5 minutes? Yeah. How about 50 meatballs in 7 minutes? Oh, I like meatballs. What a turnoff. By the way, these are some statistics. Joey Chestnut, who was in his ninth, who was going for his ninth straight title in Nathan's. He didn't win it, but he's certainly the king of eating, no question about it. How many calories a day is that? 14 slices of pizza in 10 minutes. I hope it's cold pizza. All right, we can count. It's a wrap. Stay with us. More to come on America Tonight.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Distrust. All right, as we come to the end of this hour of America Tonight, we started off, we were talking about Iran and the nuclear deal, some of your reactions to it as we went to the mailbag, and then some fun stuff because Time Magazine had their issue about answers, and I thought it was so numbers related. I thought it was pretty darn interesting. And the one thing I left out, one thing I really wanted to get to, because I live so close, our satellite facility anyway, is so close to a presidential library. Tourism, especially in the summer, is up for our presidential libraries. So what every year visitors flock to these federal monuments, parks and battlefields and all that stuff. But who are the leading presidents behind tourism? And would you be surprised to know that Richard Nixon gets over 31 million visitors? Nixon's highest is the biggest contributor in terms of visitors in the Golden Gate National Recreation Area, which attracts, they say, attracted 15 million, because they have pass numbers, in 2014. Wow. So the most there. The top three parks by number of visitors, Golden Gate, one, Great Smoky Mountains, two, with 10 million and change, and Lincoln Memorial, which I was just there, over 7 million. That makes sense. It's easy access. You sit on the steps. You read it. It's beautiful. It's lit up at night if you go at night. So I can completely understand why that would be. Then they talk about Lake Mead National Recreation Park, Franklin Roosevelt, how many visitors do you see, you know, there? And that's like 27 million. Calvin Coolidge, the Great Smoky Mountains, which I already mentioned, over 24 million. And Lyndon Johnson, over 19 million. Top Park, the Delaware Water Gap National Recreation Area. How about that? Wow. Jimmy Carter, over 17 million visitors. You know what the top park there is? The Vietnam Veterans Memorial. And that's pretty cool. The Veterans Memorial is for sure. So as we, again, as we come to an end of this hour of America Tonight, a couple of other things. You would think when we talk about the Holocaust and we talk about people who have been convicted of the atrocious crimes, the a former Auschwitz guard was convicted as an accessory to murder. And he's 94 years old. And I saw this picture of him, pretty creepy looking, I have to say, a former SS sergeant. He was there at Auschwitz. He was convicted on 300,000 counts of accessory to murder. And the sentence came down in a city in Germany. And Oskar Gröning gets a four-year sentence. He helped, his job in the death camp was to sort cash and valuables that they got from the Jewish people after they arrived in the cattle cars. Ugh, it's chilling to think of that, isn't it? Ugh, chilling to think of that. All right, a couple of other odds and ends, you know, again, things that caught my eye. That certainly is one of them at his age and the fact that they got him after all this time, one slip. You know, a lot of the SS guys were pretty slippery and got out of Germany or were able to assimilate, and people didn't really realize. And he was one of those guys, certainly. I talked about the Iranian deal, but not the reaction to the people in Iran. And thousands of people were in the streets celebrating the nuclear deal. And of course they were. They were singing. They were dancing. They're saying it was a defining moment for the country 36 years after the Islamic revolution in Tehran and other major cities. They were fasting. They took a break during Ramadan, and there were drivers honking horns and celebrating and all that kind of stuff. And of course, part of the reason of that is what we talked about, is the economic sanctions that have been crippling to Iran and the Iranian people. That's the reason why they're celebrating. I don't know that we should be celebrating, but we've been talking about it, certainly. But how about that? Another thing that is pretty interesting. We talk about the use of drones, and I have a little drone. It's just a drone that, you know, anyone can get. It's not an expensive drone, whatever. We were actually flying it when my nephew came to visit, and not near anyone. We couldn't see anything except for something that was on my friend's property. That's it. But there's a crazy story about a former attorney who was arrested in this kidnapping of a woman who was a Marine, a decorated U.S. Marine, who once ran Harvard's Law School's immigration program. A few years before, they say, Matthew Mueller became the focus of the FBI investigation in the abduction of Denise Huskins. He was an attorney at a San Francisco law firm. He landed there out of Harvard Law School. I'm giving you the background because this guy who was a Marine from 95 to 99, he was a sergeant. He had all these accolades for different things that he had done. And in the Marine Corps, he was a deputy public affairs officer. He was a summa cum laude graduate of Pomona College, blah, blah, blah. He, you know, passed the bar, all that kind of stuff. And I guess he filed for bankruptcy. He was accused of failing to refund a client after a court decision. They said he didn't competently, defend him or whatever. So what was it? This is why I'm bringing this up. The FBI investigators saying, was it debt? Was it a legal career that collapsed? Was it mental illness after he had all these decorated things that happened to him? But then they found this string of evidence connecting him to the abduction in March and then a second kidnapping attempt in, you know, 2 months later. He was already in custody on the home invasion robbery and this attempted kidnapping when he was named in this other complaint. So in both cases, couples woke up to find a man standing at the door at the foot of their beds with a flashlight shining in their faces. Both times, the victims were ordered to lie on their stomachs and zip ties were used to restrain them. Oh, that's frightening, isn't it? Oh, and these crimes were committed throughout the Bay Area. The emails, they found emails that described the crimes, the cars that were stolen, and some other things, and they were kind of thrown off by things that happened here when they were investigating it. But apparently, to make all this happen, it took drones, it took videotape, all kinds of things that they were using to spy on people, two-way radios, whatever it was, a flashlight, laser pointer. You know, they had just kind of a little operation going on, and they were stalking people. And wow, I mean, incredible that these two different families. This is a guy, Harvard educated, ex lawyer, blah blah blah, and you've got these cameras and drones that are all connected to this very bizarre kidnapping, and it just makes you say, wow. I mean, what kind of world are we living in? And I can't imagine what it would be like for those people who woke up and how frightening that would be to see someone standing at the foot of your bed. I can't imagine it. Crazy. Crazy, crazy, crazy. All right. And this, you know, this is our last thing here, I think, for this segment. And I don't know if this will be shocking to you or not, but I just read this story that we've spent $80 billion on prisons. $80 billion on prisons that, if you look at it, could be used in other areas. So, for example, state and local governments, according to this Hamilton project, that's where we're coming up with the amount of money that's been spent. You think of the privatization, too, of prisons and how much they're making. So the entire prison system costs the U.S., and this is, again, state and local governments, about $80 billion a year. $80 billion a year. I mean, there's got to be a way that we can keep some of these people out of jail that shouldn't be there, and then have that money that could be freed up to be used in other areas. I mean, you've got to have a prison system, and you got to have people there's going to be people that you're going to have to lock up. But $80 billion, that's a wow number. I mean, that is a wow number. Mass incarceration. I mean, at some point, is there diminishing returns here? And this is the one thing, I think the president has come out and talked about this, what you could actually do with the money. But, with the money, I say, what about our debt? What about the Chinese who are dangling a sickle above our head, basically, because they're not only buying up our property in New York, as we heard from the guest the other night, but they're strengthening their military, and, of course, they own our debt, so we owe them money. And how much are we paying toward that? And the answer is, yeah, we just keep pushing that off. So I say that $80 billion, there's a lot of different pockets where you could put that money. And there's got to be something that can be done about the prison system and incarcerating people who shouldn't, frankly, be incarcerated. All right, that's a wrap. Thank you so much for joining us for this hour of America Tonight.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, which includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993, 1-800-714-6993, 1-800-714-6993 today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.